Rabbi, so with what we learned yesterday, we can understand very well the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to be pushing for us the two shailas that we asked. Our two shailas were, can you be both an onlooker, a roya of the menorah, and yoitza with menorah as well? In other words, the balabais is being yoitza the b'nei bais. Yeah, they're all being yoitza at the same time as they are his pesuminissa, they're his audience, kaviyochol. Each one of them is being yoitza the mitzvah of the chiyuv of menorah, even the ladies as well, who are as mechuyuv as the men. And therefore, that was one shaila. And the second shaila we asked is, what happens if you've got no audience? If you're in a place where there are only goyim, what happens if it's in the middle of the night? What happens if somebody's rachman al islan in a place where there's no other yid who's going to see it? And the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, that the Mishnah, well, what we learned was that Mechaba says that if you get back in the middle of the night, and the B'nai Bais are already gone to sleep, then the Mechaba says Stam Yadlik. He doesn't say anything about Yadlik with a brocha or below brocha, and he doesn't say anything about an audience. Pashtus, the way we understand the Mechaba in Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, is that he just comes home and he lights the menorah even in the middle of the night. But we said that, we learned yesterday, that the Beis Yosef, which is also the Mechaba in his parish on the Torah, says that there's a Sofik Brocha here, because he doesn't have an audience. He's got nobody, he's lighting a menorah, but there's no Pesum and Issa, because he doesn't have an audience, it's the middle of the night, and everybody's sleeping, and therefore, it becomes a Sofik Brocha, because maybe there's a Shaila, should you light, and if you shouldn't light, should you light, do you light, and if you don't light, then, if you do light, do you make a brocha? So then, the Mechaba says, the Mechaba just said Yadlik. That's in Shulchan Aruch. In the Beis Yosef, he said, it becomes a Sofik Brochus. And we say that Sofik Brochus is Lohakel. Normally speaking, if you have got Sofik, whether or not you should make a brocha or not, you don't make a brocha. Zog de Mishnah Berurah Taka. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaba, although he doesn't say Yadlik Beloi Brocha, he means Beloi Brocha, unless you wake up the B'nai Bais. He says, when you come home at 4 in the morning, and you don't have an audience, you either, if you're somebody who, let's say, lives on his own, one person who's got nobody in the family, there's nobody to wake up, or for whatever reason he cannot wake up anybody else, he's got no audience, and it's 4 in the morning, his plane was delayed, etc., then the Mishnah Berurah with Paskin, that he should light the menorah without a brocha. He lights without a brocha. Mishnah Berurah says, if you can wake up some of the B'nai Bais, yeah, and one, there's discussion in the Paskin whether one is enough or two, but if you've got, let's say, two B'nai Bais, it says, afin katanim, even katanim, as long as they understand what a menorah is, if you wake up two children, or your wife, or any of the other adults are sleeping, and have an audience of one or two, then you can be madlik with a brocha even in the middle of the night. And that tells us, these people who he's waking up have already been yoitza menorah pashtus. They were yoitza menorah before they went to sleep. Yeah, and afal pikein, they who were yoitza the menorah can be his audience. They can be the audience, they can be the presum and issa to whom he lights the menorah, and they are the onlookers. And he's yoitza that way, and then he can make a brocha.
Started there at Turaway, Northwest London, Friday, Tesvov Cheshvan, 5th December, Rabbi Sholem Ber Cohen, Shlita, Achdus Sashem. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Posen, honor of the gate of their daughter, Gila Posen, Shechet, Neria Chaim Batur of Nerioya. Yirot and Shemina Baistam of Israel, the Shem Lissilo. Rabbi Nishmas, our founder, Rabbi Yosef Do Ben, Rabbi Shimon Michal, Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichra Noliv Rocho.
Good night, Shabbos. I'd like to speak about this week's Parsha. And it's a Rambam connect with this week's parsha. Since I hear the speak of Neitel over here, so we're going to speak about a Rambam. Bissel Hacher, Hednish. Okay, there's a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shara Veis Atumis, the beginning of Perek Vov. The Rambam writes that the Tumah of Aveda Zora is Midrabonon. the Divrei Seferim. And the Yesh Lo Remez Bateira, there's a hint in the Teira that there's Tumas Avedi Zora, Midrabonon, Midivri Seferim. There's a hint in the Teira that, what's the hint from our week's Parsha? This week's Parsha. It says in this week's Parsha, Siru Eselekei Anechor Asher B'Seichichem, V'Toaru, V'Achlifu Simli Seichem. You should take away the Elekei Anechor, the Avedi Zoras, V'Toaru, you should purify yourself, V'Achlifu Simli Seichem. So we see clearly that there's an idea of tare from the tumah of Avedi Zorah. And the Rambam goes on to say this for Avisa Tumas. The Rebbe asks, Lubavitcher Rebbe asks, why does the Rambam bring a hint in the Teira for this Gzeri Midrabbonon, which usually the Rambam doesn't have to bring hints in the Teira for the Gzeri Midrabbonon? Why did the Rambam bring it? And also, this Rambam is that the Rambam brings from the Teira of this week's Pasha, Sirus Lekeh Adeichav, his Torah, Vachliv, Sim Lesechem, is not brought in the Mishneh, or the Gemara, or Medrashim. It's a new Rambam. The Rambam is Mechadosh this Remez. So I guess it's a big wonder to understand why does the Rambam use this Pasuk. There's other Pesukim that the Rambam brings, which is here, brought down later. The Rambam brings it, like it says, it's Metame Kanide, like it says, Tizrim Pemidovo, or it says Metame Kesheret, Shakis Teshakzenu. All different psukim that tell us that there's different, that there's tumah by Avedi Zorah. But the Rambam uses a new remez. So the question is, why is the Rambam bring this remez? Why does he have to bring this remez? The Rebbe says like this, the tumah of Avedi Zorah, there's two ways to explain the tumah of Avedi Zorah. Why is Avedi Zorah tummy? Or you could say the Heftze, this is a Babustuk here, the Heftze Gavri. Everyone learns this. You learn in yeshivas, you learn this Heftze, the object, or the person. There's two ways to learn the Tumah of Avedi Zorah. Or the Heftze, the object, is the Tumah of Avedi Zorah. There's a Tumah of Avedi Zorah of the object of Avedi Zorah. The object that was served for Avedi Zorah became, in itself became Tumah. There's a Tumah of Avedi Zorah on the thing itself. Or is not, and it's connected with the Isra of Anoah, that means there's an Isra Anoah from Avedi Zorah. Just like the Teira said, you're not allowed to have Anoah from something which is served. So too, because it became a Chefta of Isra, it's Osir by Anoah, you're not allowed to have Anoah from it. So too, there's a tumah that the Chum answered, this Chum said that more, so not just it's Osir. The Anoah, where also it becomes its Metameh. Another way to learn that the tumah has nothing to do with the Isra of Avedi Zorah HaTeira, it's only on the person himself, in order that he shouldn't get close to Avedi Zorah. Chachamim said he should be careful not to be metame himself, not to make himself tame with Avedi Zorah. So it's an Isra on the person. The person shouldn't get close to it. That's what called the difference between Isur Drabonon and Isur Deiraisa in general. Isur Deiraisa is Isur Cheftze. The thing itself becomes, has a shame. Achshivas and Shengis. So the Rabbon is more on the Gavra. The person should be careful not to get in touch with this and this object, this and this thing. The Gavra, the person, shouldn't be involved. So the Rambam will take the opinion of saying that it's an Isra on the Gavra. The Gavra has an Isra, has the tumors for the Gavra. In order that he shouldn't become Tommy. So the Teira says, so the Rabbon said, that in order that he shouldn't get close to Avedi Zorah, Chacham said that it's metame. Not because the thing, the is the thing, because it's Osir, has a chshivas, that we should say that it becomes Tomei, because really the whole idea of Tomei means that not only the thing itself is a metzias, it has an impact, and it could be metame, it could make people Tomei. The fact that you say that something's metame means that it has a metzias, it has a chshivas, and the Rambam doesn't hold this way of thinking, that Avedi Zorah has a chshivas. On the contrary, he has no chshivas. Just the Chacham wanted a person shouldn't get close to a thing with Avedi Zorah. So he said it's metame. So it's Isra on the Gavra. The person shouldn't get close to such a thing.
So in that case, yeah. If somebody is over the Avedi Zorah,
yeah,
but he doesn't touch it,
yeah, he won't get tame.
No, according to the Rambam, the way you said, he should become tame.
Why?
Because they go into tumah on somebody who's miscarried to Avedi Zorah.
And it's mechepa, I hear you.
But he didn't touch it. If the Chefza is not Tomei, he doesn't become Tomei, even if he's a miscarried to Avedi Zorah.
He's miskarv l'avodah zarah, made him, but the issur is the tumah is going to happen when he touches it. The question is, why is it the tumah? Is it because of the heft is a davar hametame, or because the gavah shouldn't become close to it? You're saying if he did avodah zarah, maybe he should.
Is a
smart.
Even when they
touched it, even avodah zarah is even worse. Yeah. It's a good smart. Yeah. I'm not sure. It's a good thing, but it's a good thing. It's a mikol shikin.
Then there must be a
tumas.
I mean,
even when you say chavta, gavra, they intertwine. Because when you say chavta, what the pshat the chavta, and not the gavra. Of course, the gavra becomes tumas. When you say gavra, through the chavta, the gavra becomes tumas. So it's going to be they're intertwined. They're not totally inseparable. But we say that the whole idea is the person shouldn't get involved in avodah zarah. The person shouldn't get involved, shouldn't get in touch with avodah zarah. And that's why also this also connects with the whole idea of Isra HaNoah. What's type something is Osir BaHaNoah? Osir BaHaNoah means we want to say that it shouldn't have a value. It should Osir BaHaNoah. And the same thing, Isir Tumah, that we say the person shouldn't get in touch with it, in a way, is the Heder Achshivas. That it shouldn't be, we shouldn't get in touch with it, that's what we want. There's a Derech HaRemez, the Rebbe says, from the Rama we can learn something, a general explanation to Avodah Zarah. Because there's a question, a general question, how is it possible that in the Eibishter's world, there should be a Metzius of Avodah Zarah? How could there possibly be a Metzius of Avodah Zarah? What does it mean? Something which is against the unity of Hashem. The Eibishter is the only existence. The Eibishter is the only God. How could there be something which is against the fact that the Eibishter is the only Eibishter? How could there be a Metzius in a world like this? Al-Dar, the Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks, Im ein etzeini b'Avodah Zarah, lo meini mevatla. The Eibishter doesn't want Avodah Zarah, why doesn't he not mevatla? He could have been mevatla, could have made it Eis Metzius. Why does he have to make that should be a Metzius of Avodah Zarah Be'elam? And the Gemara answers, the Mishnah answers, Yev di lomim ne'ashetim.
The human
beings
should have any soil.
Oh, very good. And the reason why we have Avodah Zarah is in order that the answer leaked in the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us, you know why there's Avodah Zarah in the world? The Avodah Zarah is here in order that we should take the Avodah Zarah and mevatel it. Hasiru es alekei anechor. Take away the lekei anechor and mitechem vitor v'chlifu simu l'seichem. That's our parsha, this week's parsha, that the pasuk is telling us the whole reason why is Avodah Zarah existent in this world is only for us to negate it. It's not here to exist, to be. It's here to negate it. And that's why it's here. And this answers how is it possible we should have a machshava of Avodah Zarah. How could a person have a machshava of Avodah Zarah? You could answer that the Eibishter shouldn't. You can't say the Eibishter should take away the sun and the moon, that people shouldn't do Avodah Zarah because they need the sun and the moon. But what about the machshava, the person serving Avodah Zarah, that the Eibishter took it away? The word is that the Eibishter wanted the person should be the one to take it away. It shouldn't become milamailo. That's the whole idea of Dir B'Tachteinim, that we should be the ones to accomplish and make a place for Hashem. It's through us, through our Aveda, Adavka, Aveda Satachta, Aveda Vayid, that he should be the one to make the Eibishter present and obvious in the world. This, we know the Alter Rebbe says. The Alter Rebbe says a very interesting thing. That not only is Avodah Zarah something negates that the Eibishter is the only Shalit, the only God. The Alter Rebbe is known when the Alter Rebbe says that every Aveda is Bedakos Ain of Avodah Zarah. This is the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, in the Sefer Tanya Kaddish, as soon as it's going to be Yutas Kislev. The Alter Rebbe says every Aveda is like Avodah Zarah. That's why this answers also what it says in Gemara, that Anechi V'Lilcha Mipi Agvur Shemayinim. We heard Anechi V'Lilcha from the Eibishter himself. Why? Because Anechi is called Mitzvah Saseh. And Li'ilcha, the Azhar Avodah Zarah is called Kol Shasa Leisase. So the question is asked, why is it that Anechi is the Klal of the Mitzase? And Li'ilcha, the Klal of Leisase. Maybe the cause for doing the Mitzase. What's that? That this is the Klal of Kol Atena Mitzase. The general, all the Mitzase are included in the Mitzase of Anechi, the Mitzase of Li'ilcha. Why is that? The answer is because every mitzvah, every aveda is bedakos ha'in of aveda zor. If a person doesn't do a mitzvah, he has a bedakos. I'm not going to say it's aveda zor mamish. There's differences between aveda zor and being bittel teir for a second. But the in bedakos is in of aveda zor. Why? Because the true unity of Hashem is not only getting to the subject we're supposed to speak about. The true Achdus Hashem is not only that there's no other God besides Hashem. True unity of Hashem is that there's no other Metzius. There's no other entity besides Hashem. The only Metzius is the Eibishter. Like we say in, like it says in the Aschanan, Ateres Lodaz, Kavai Olikim, Ein Oid Mulvadi, there's nothing other than Hashem. Why is this? We can understand it as well. It's not something that has to stay in the Amuna only. It could bring down into Seichel also. We understand that the Eibish is creating the world, creates the world. Like it says in the Pasuk, Le'elam Avayit Dvorcho Nitzov Bashamoyim, that the Eibish's word, the Eibish's Dvar Avayit, that Basar Mamoris Nivra Elam, the world is created through the Eibish's word, is constantly in the world. It's creating the world from nothing to something. Me'ayin Liyesh. They wasn't here, the world wasn't. The world wasn't existent. And the Eibish is making it exist. So the fact that Eibish is making it exist is a Ischachis, and the whole being of the Mechudish of the world, which is being Mechudish, is the Eibish's word. Because the Eibishter, the Mavusta Maisa, the Eibishter would want to make the world, shouldn't be here. Well, how would he do it? So there's two approaches. One approach is he would send a big fire, and then he would burn the table. And then he asked, what would he do with the ashes? He would spread on all the seven oceans. But there's a deeper way. The Eibishter just has to stop creating it. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do something to make the world, to make the table stop existing. He has to stop making it. He's making it happen. He's making it. He's been creating it every second. The whole being of the existence is the Eibishter making it exist. If the Eibishter would stop creating it, some too, but the person himself shouldn't forget about himself. We're also included in this reality. That our whole being is the Eibishter creating us, making us exist. So the fact that the Eibishter is making us exist, this is our whole being, and therefore without the Eibishter we're not here. So who's here now that we are here? The Eibishter is here. And that's the only existence. So if a person, Chas v'Shalom, does an Aveda, what's happening when he does the Aveda? He's going against the reality that there's nothing other than the Eibishter. Because he's showing that he is a Metzius. He's also something. This is also what we say in Davening, V'chol Maminim Shehu Levadei Hu. We don't say Shehu Levadei Elika, he's the only God. We say Shehu Levadei Hu. He's the only existence. Hu levadi hu, the only existence is the Eibishter. Just like you say, Atahu actually nivra elam, Atahu mishin nivra elam. The Eibishter was before creation of the world. The only existence was the Eibishter. Atahu mishin nivra elam. The world is here. What's the existence? The Eibishter. Atahu. It's the same who. The same Eibishter. Nothing new came to existence. Even though Bereishis Bara Elokim, the Eibishter created the world. What's the world? The world's here to elevate it and to reveal in the world that there's nothing but the Eibishter. That's why the Eibishter created the world. That's the reason, the same reason that we say in the Rambam. That's why the Eibishter make the idea of Aveda Zara is only for a serious Elokei HaNechor. That we should take it away, be mevatled Aveda Zara, not be persuaded to do Aveda Zara. We should realize the Emes. So according to the way the Alter Rebbe explains the Ein of Aveda Zara in a more refined way, that what's Aveda Zara? That we should see in the world that there's nothing but the Eibishter. There's nothing to the world other than the Eibishter himself. Yeah.
If we have to mavatel avodah zarah, in other words, avodah is a necessary thing as part of creation.
Yeah.
How is it that at a certain point in history, Chazal asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove the cheshek?
Yetzirah avodah zarah.
We lost nevuah, but we lost avodah zarah as well.
Yetzirah avodah zarah. You're right. So now there's a Vusta Maisa they once had the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is called the Yetzirah Malchamovis in the beginning of creation. He said, come to people and tell them to do an Aveda. So they asked him, who are you? So he said, I'm Malchamovis. So he said, Malchamovis, oh wait, I don't want to hear from you. So he said to the Eibishter, the Malchamovis came to the Eibishter, he said, what am I doing? I'm out of business. And no one wants to listen to me. I come to people, they don't want to hear what I have to say. So they say, the Eibishter, I'm going to make you a new name. Yetzirah. Yetzirah is not such a bad name, it's not Malchamovis. So people will listen. So people were listening to him. But then after a while people said, Yetzer Hora. Yetzer Hora doesn't sound too good. Ra. So they stopped listening to him. So he went to the Eibishter. The Eibishter said, you know, I'm going to give you a new name. came Chassidus to give you a new name. The name is Nefesh HaBaimis. Animal soul. It's more refined. It's not Yitzhar David Zorah. It's Yitzhar Nefesh HaBaimis. Nefesh HaBaimis, a behemoth. It also doesn't sound too good. And eventually, so they gave a new name. Hergesh HaYeshes. A person feels himself. I'm somebody. It's not the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah went away. But then there's a Yitzhar of Hergesh HaYeshes. I want to do myself, like it says in the Pasuk, L'taivi Yevakish Nifrit. Someone wants to do his taivis, wants to do what he wants, his desires. With that itself, he's separate from the Eivishter. Why am I doing my... That's Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. There's also another Maisa with the Alter Rebbe, that they changed the Yitzhar from Avodah Zarah to Yitzhar from money. The Alter Rebbe said, I'm not sure he gained too much. This is a mice, that's not a makubal. Kuponin, this I want to bring out, that you should know that the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah is not the Avodah Zarah anymore. But it's Yitzhar for Hergesh HaYeshes, that's, it's here, Bechol HaTekev, every person is no, Ein Yetzir, Ein Bo, until you come to Elam Emes. But the violent Elam Hazah, this is a struggle we have a whole life. This is what the Alter Rebbe is saying, and the reason why the Eibishter made such a thing is for our Aveda, for our Sivus Al Kei
Anecha. It's worse though, but now it's internalized.
It became part of personal
out there. What's that? Oh, now it's like, it's a, right?
Yeah.
You'd be nice to yourself.
You have to know who you really are. You're really the Eibishter. That's what you have to realize. Not that you don't exist. Bittul doesn't mean that I'm not here. Bittul means that I realize who am I. What am I? That's why it's so important to learn Chassidus, to realize my mitzvahs is an extension of Achas Hashem. The reality of the Eibishter, the Eibishter created me. I'm not something an opponent to Hashem, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, I'm one and a continuation of Achas Havayah. So this reality that we see ourselves as a metzias, how could we have this feeling that we're a metzias, that we're an entity, that we feel ourselves we're a somebody? Where do we get it from? If the reality is Achdus Hashem, the only existence is the Eibishter, how could we have a feeling that we are here, that we do exist, that we do feel ourselves as a metzias? This is the koyach of the Eibishter. The power to hide, to conceal godliness, comes from the Eibishter. And why did he make it? Only for us to overcome it, to reveal. This is to reveal the fact that, like, the Bechlal, there's Barim Asurim. Things that are awesome. Why does it exist in the world? Why does something which is awesome exist in the world? In order that we should push it away. We shouldn't get dispelled from it. This also, what it says, Kiseitz Lamechom Aleivecho, that a person goes in the war on the enemy, Vishaviso Shivye. Vishaviso Shivye is two words that have to have a lot of explanation. Shivye means... What's Shivye? He captured. Where does he get his koyach from? From the Eibishter. Shivye, he captured his enemy. The enemy captured captivity is from where? Coming from the Tzadak Dusha. So the question is, if the whole power that Klipa has, that the Menaged has, is coming from Kedusha, the Eibishter hides himself, the Eibishter is making the power of concealment. That's what leaves the world to feel themselves as an entity. Why do we come? Why does a person feel himself that I'm here? Because the Eibishter has the power to hide himself, that he shouldn't be felt. And this itself is because the Eibishter decided he wants to be not felt, in order that a person should overcome it and reveal that this itself is also coming from Hashem. The fact that I feel myself as an entity is also coming from Hashem, because the Eibishter is making us feel ourselves as a metzius. B'meila, it's not a stir ta'achdusa. The fact that I feel myself as a metzius is only because the Eibishter is making it, in order that I should reveal that this too is hein gevur Eisof. This is the Eibishter's good, this is the Eibishter's power. The Eibishter is able to reveal himself in a revealed manner. And now he decided to hide himself, to conceal himself, that I should reveal that this concealment, what is it? Keichesh Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu, hein hein gevur Eisof. It was the Gemara that when it came to, when they saw the Akum Meraktim Be'echol, the Goyim were dancing in the Echol, and they're saying, Ayin gevur Eisof, Ayin gevur Eisof, where's the Eibishter's good? So the Navi said, hein gevur Eisof. This is the Eibishter's power, that he's able to conceal himself and to give koyach to the goyim, that they should be able to be merakdim ve'echoli. In our personal life it means, or in the general life, when you see nature, what is nature? Is nature revealing of the Eibishter, or it's hiding over the Eibishter? So you could say, on one hand, you say, you don't see the Eibishter, you see nature, the sun royal, the sun is rising, it goes down. It's a Dovra Rogel. Every day it goes, the Mizrach comes down, the Ma'ariv, so it's nothing special. But if you look into it deeper, you say that this Gufa, the nature is the Keich of the Eibishter. Everything is coming from Hashem. There's nothing on its own. Everything is the Eibishter. Every ayor of existence is the Eibishter. And even the fact that the Klipa is misnagid and lets itself show as if it's a Metzias, as if it's a Metzias, and we should feel ourselves as a Metzias, not from the Eibishter. That's Shivye, that it takes this Gufa, this power comes from the Eibishter. And the Pasuk says, Vishavisa Shivye. You have to capture the captivity. How do you say it in English? Yeah, you capture the captive. Why do we have to capture it? The Chura should say, Vashivesa Shivye. You should return. Because this also is coming from our Aveda. We're working on it. We're working hard in order to bring back the reality to its original space, the original being. We should see in everything that's what's its Metzius. Its Metzius is the Eibishter creating it. The Metzius is that's the Eibishter letting it happen. This brings us to the idea of Das Elyon and Das Tachton. I don't know if you heard this. It says Ki Kel Deis Avaya. We say in the Avteira of Rosh Hashanah, Ki Kel Deis Avaya, V'loy Nishkenu Alilis. Kel Deis Avaya. The Eibishter has Deis. Deis Trein. There's two opinions. The Eibishter has two opinions. What's the two opinions? There's Das Elyon and Das Tachton. What's the two opinions? Das Elyon means the Eibishter's view. The Eibishter's view is that he's the real existence. Lamaila Yesh. Ulamato Ayin. And down here is nothing. It's Kulakame Kulokashiv, like it says in the Pasuk. Everything is insignificant. Lagabi the Eibishter, what's Elam Haza? The whole world, not just Elam Haza, all the worlds. What's the value? Kulokashiv, it's like nothing. Like we said before, Atuhu Achli Nivra Elam, Atuhu Mishin Nivra Elam. The Eibishter is the same before he created the world and the same after he created the world. That's beside the fact of the Eibishter's views. Our view is Lamato Yesh Ulamai Lain. We're here. And Lamai Lain, we don't understand the Eibishter, we don't know the Eibishter. Al Kaponim is not a Metzius like the way we are, he's Ayin. He's not our ways of existence. The question is, how do we get this perspective? How do we get this view that we see ourselves as a Metzius and our Metzius is dependent? We're Lamata Yeshu Lamai Lain. If the reality is Lamai Yeshu Lamata Ayin, how can we have our perspective of Lamata Yeshu Lamai Lain? Yeah? How can we have our perspective? If Lamaila Yeshu Lamata Ayin, then the reality is that the Eibishter is the real existence and everything other than Hashem is not a real existence. How can we have our perspective that Lamata Yeshu Lamaila Ayin, that we're the reality and the Eibishter is Ayin, which means not Ayin in the idea of non existence, but Ayin, that we don't see him, we don't understand him. And we're a Yesh. How can we have this perspective, Lamata Yesh? What's the answer? Lamata Yesh, this that we have this perspective that we're here. This comes from the Eibishter. Kel Deis Avaya. The Eibishter has this perspective. The Eibishter has. In Kabbalah it speaks about it. The Zohar, Malchus. There's two ways, two levels in Hashem, but the Eibishter is all coming from Hashem. If we're able to have this perspective, because the Eibishter has this perspective. And what's the reality of this perspective? The real way to look at it. The real way to look at it that we should see ourselves, that we're a Metzius Yesh, that we're a Yesh. Lamata Yesh, where does this really come from? This comes from the power of the Eibishter. The Eibishter can do whatever he wants. He does whatever he wants. If he wants, he reveals himself that there's nothing other than him. Or if he wants, he reveals himself that we should feel ourselves as a separate entity. The Eibishter has these both powers. He could reveal himself. In the Lashon of Avedis HaKedesh, I don't know if you heard of the Avedis HaKedesh, he says like this, In Sof Ushlimusa Dekula, the Eibishter is the ultimate complete one. Just like he has a power in infinity, so he has a power in finite. Which means, yesh lekeir bebilti balgul means he's revealing himself that nothing has any value. The only value is him. Everything else is not valuable. It's kaloch hashiv. It's worth just like it didn't exist. Like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that the BMS, the Eibishter created the world in such a way, that kaloch hashiv, that the world is insignificant. What's that that's insignificant? It says that the Eibishter created the world in such a way, from one speech, from one dibur, the whole world came to exist. Like we say in davening, Baruch Sha'omar V'hoya Eilam. The Eibishter spoke and the world came to exist. The whole world, not just our world, all worlds are being existed. Like we say, Bi'itchu Hashem Adiyad Ki B'ka V'ay Tzuri Lomim. That with the two letters, Yud K, Yud was Nivre Elom Haba, and Behe is Nivre Elom Haza. Two letters created all the worlds. Imagine the value of two letters in regard to the whole person, the power of the person, of speech of the person that the person has. It's Bein Arech, there's nothing to compare. Shlei Be'erech has no value at all. And this is only the speech of the person. The power of speech, how much could a person speak? How much? Infinite. The koyach adibur, not the speech, how much words we say, but the koyach adibur is bleak vul. Ain't ketzu tachas l'loshon al tarav. You can speak infinite. Two words is insignificant. Same thing we say, l'gabi the emisher, the whole creation of the world is coming from two words, two letters. Sha'omar v'hoya elon. The whole world came to be because Sha'omar, he said, the value of the world is insignificant. But we say together with that, together with saying that the world is insignificant, we say that the Eibishter also made a world that we should see ourselves as significant. We should see ourselves as a Metzias. How can these two things coexist? The answer to this is the Eibishter has his free choice, so to speak. If he wants, he reveals himself in a way that we should see Nisim, miracles. What's that miracles we see? That the Eibishter is running the show. Everything's coming from Hashem. It's obvious that the Eibishter, it's palpable, it's how do you say it? It's we see it that the Abish is running the show. Everything's coming from Hashem, huh?
Tangible.
Then there is that you see that the Abishter hides himself, that we feel ourselves as a Metzias. This is also coming because the Abishter wants, see, the Abishter decided he wants to hide himself. They're both because come from the Rotz Hashem. They hear the Abishter wants to reveal himself, wants to make miracles. It's everyone says, Yad Hashem says, Meis Hashem, Iniflos Beineinu. Then there's times that the Eibishter hides himself. We don't see the Eibishter. But this is also because the Eibishter wants this. The same Eibishter, he wants to hide himself, and that's why it exists. What's the purpose of hiding? The whole purpose of hiding is in order to reveal that it's really the Eibishter. That this goof, the Hester goof, is a lukus. Hein, hein, gevur Esav. And that's the Rambam that it says, Hesidus elkei anechor. And the wider idea is that we should take away the Aved Zorah, which would be Aved Zorah bedakus. The fine Aved Zorah, like it says in Gemara, Yisrael Shabchutz Lord, Eiv the Aved Zorah Betarein. Yisrael Shabchutz Lord, the Jews in exile and the diaspora are doing Aved Zorah Betarein. What's Pshat Betarein? They're not Mamish Eiv the Aved Zorah, but Betarein, Bedakos, they do the you know, Aved Zorah. Why? Because they're bowing down. What's just like Aved Zorah is bowing down to the sun and the moon? Someone bows down to his business, he's bowing down to Aved Zorah. They're stating Gemara. I'm not making this up. This is a Gemara. Yisrael Shabchutz Lord, Eiv the Aved Zorah Betarein. Someone says, why is it Eiv Aved Zorah Betar? It's Mamash Aved Zorah. He pushes bows down. He thinks that the money is coming from the business. He doesn't realize the Eibishter is running the show.
The Tzurah
does also do business. No. You know, so the Taitch of Sidis, Yisrael Shabchutz La'aretz doesn't mean outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz means outside of the Rotz, the last is the same Cana. Aretz is Moshe Rotz. Eretz, Moshe Rotz. Wanting to do what Eibishter wants. To be. And even that business, you can do two people doing the same thing, but one person is doing it in a way that he realizes that Eibishter is running the show. One person doesn't realize that. According to Eibishter's health, we should realize that everything comes from Hashem. And Eibishter is making everything happen. Everything, wherever we end up, is coming from the Eibishter. We should be zeichet, tergulah mitzvah shleim, which then will be obvious. So, something I remembered last night, evolved from the Heilige Wilde Ruhen. I haven't seen it for years, but I still think it's a very nice thought that there's a Gemura that says, that Talmud Chucham is supposed to have Shmini Shebe Shminis. What does it mean that Talmud Chucham is supposed to have Shmini Shebe Shminis? Reuven's got a problem. One part of him is that it can't be a walkover, because otherwise his community and his Mispalalim take advantage of him. And they take on, yeah, you can do anything with this rabbi. We pay his wages, so why shouldn't we play the tune? But Nemerson is that the roof has got to have a certain training to be able to put his foot down.
But it's a little bit of an inner conflict because there's an ambivalence attached. On the one hand, the Rebbe is supposed to be the unov and to exemplify Midas Toivus. But on the other hand, if he doesn't, stand up for himself, then he'll become the Kehillah's doormat. So it's a very difficult tightrope to balance on for any community rabbi. So the Gemara says that the Olam Tam Truchim should have within him a Shmini Shev Shminis, which is literally a eighth of an eighth, a 64th of the Midas of Gava. The Gava is supposed to be essentially to be able to assert themselves. Don't take me for a walkover. I'm not a doormat. You should know that I've got within me a certain self which is supposed to determine that this Kehillah is going according to the Halucha and according to the Halacha of the Torah. How much is Shmini Sheva Shminis? So the Vilna Gaon said, just in case you think you get carried away with yourself and you get haughty, so work it out. The eighth Sedra in the Torah, in the beginning of the Torah, is Bereishis Noach Lech Lechu Vayayiru Chayesuru told us, Vayayitze Vayishlach. So if you go to the eighth parsha in the Torah, is Vayishlach. Now go to the eighth Pusik in Vayishlach. The eighth Pusik in Vayishlach is Kutoyti Mikol HaChasudim Mikolu Emes. I am so small in my eyes that the Rebbein Shalom, everything he does for me, is essentially his kindness and his truth. So the Lagoon says, just in case you think that there is some sort of a license of the Shmini Sheva Shminis, work out what the indication is of the Shmini Sheva Shminis, and you'll know that that's going to be called Achsudim Mikol. It's a famous word, but somebody reminded of me last night, and I thought it was something which I would mention. But at the end of the Seder, because everybody is busy always with the beginning of the Seder, Yishlach, Maluchem, Yankov, and then after the fight with the Malach, there's much to say, but at the end of the Seder, you have the saga of Dino, unfortunately, with Shechem. And there, it's very interesting to note that the Yankov have got an exchange with the father and the son, and when they speak about the negotiation, then it says the Vayomri Alayim, Vayomri Nabnei Yankov Shechem Eschama Uve Bemirmo. Bemirmo, on the face of it, means with deception. There was some sort of a swindle here. But the Targum intervenes and he says, Hudain lemitin yasach schunav amur elohoin lunikal mebel pizgumu hudain. And then it says that the Lushan was b'chochmese. Amur elohoin v'asiv ibn ayankiv yashchem yaschama ravi b'chochmese. There was some sort of wisdom, some sort of shrewdness, some cleverness here. Maybe some cunning. If you look at the Pusik and the way it's related in the narrative, it's what we would call an unadulterated case of deception. Because they said, this is what the agreement is, you make this mila, and we will then marry with you, and we'll have commercial commonalities, and eventually we will be united together. And they said, okay, this is what we'll do, and I'll enforce it nationally, and Shechem will now take on to become circumcised, and of course we are going to become one nation. They did exactly what they said, and then they came in with swords, third day, and they decimated the entire town. Who's the größte Chochme? Why is it not Bemirmo? Es ist kein Chochme. Das ist ein Schwindel, a deception. So now you have to look a little bit beneath the depth of the words here. If you notice, it says like this. There's another kasha. The Pusik says, "Ach, bezoist na oisluchem." If you want to be, how are you supposed to do it? In tihiyu kumoyni lehimoyel. If you'll be like us, to be circumcised, then venostis b'neseichem b'neseini luchem, and then it follows on in the same lushan. Now, in Hebrew, when you want to say to somebody, if you will mali yourself, you say, im to moilu. If you will have a smile. And if you want to say, Im tihi yu kumoinu lehim, well, it's a very roundabout way of saying this. You should be like us to be circumcised. In case you thought it was only a one-off, in the negative, they say it in two psikim later. Ve'im loy sishmu eleinu lehimoel. Im loy tumoilu. You won't be malut. V'sivot ha'gan tzari minarim. Av stuf ha'anna gemurim menuchas. Belief. That says that minayin le'akim shemol she'ay milusa mila. How do you know that a go, a Gentile, that he goes and he performs with smila, that his smila is not worth tuppence farthing? Why? Because it says, Himoel Himoel Lochem Kol Zucho. Himoel Himoel, if you notice there, Pusik is written without a vov. So the Gemara Dashens, Hamol Himoel. Only somebody who has had the bris mila, he can perform a bris mila. But somebody who is a goy and does it is not able to. Memaila, the drush is clearly that it has to be a Jewish person that performs the bris mila. So to be brief, at the end of the day, in Shechem, that was not the case. Because since one goy was circumcising the other goy, all they were perhaps circumcised, but they just certainly did not have a bris mila. And that was the indication beneath the words. When they said to them, Ach, b'zois no'is lochem, im tihi yu, komoinu, lehimoel, they were insinuating, if you will be like us to darshan the word, Himoel, Yimoel, which means only Hamol, Yimoel, somebody who is Gemalot, he will be able to form the Bismillah. Ve'im loy sishmu elein, if you will not darshan, so to speak, like us, the Himoel, then lukach nisbeteini ve'olochni. This, the Tagem, comments that this wasn't Ba'omu, but it was Ba'chochmasa, with wisdom, because it was the Chochmas HaTorah which led them to tell Shechem something which was Mishtama Betrei Amper, something which could be indicative in both ways. And Memaila, now you understand the Lushna of the Torah. And since today we're starting the beginning of Dirshu in Hilchas Arvin, so therefore I have to know my domain and to recognize the boundaries of time, because I'm being told that I should cut it short. And therefore, I asked the Rishis Rabbi, it should be more for me to finish right here.
It's also
Exactly. But he did. The doctor told me, the doctor who operated, he said most people come from exactly those injuries.
I presume carbohydrates are better than sugar.
Or he said either that or the ones who are trying to smash ice with a knife. Yeah, and it's
really,
and they can't stay to it, you know.
It's an illusion. You see the guy walking across the river.
Wow. You went to hospital like, over there?
He said, you maybe think that after a time your stomach is going to be digested, you diet, not one meal, etc. And I'll give you some, he said, four pancreas, all day, four days, and what are we going to drink next?